and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Take two for Donald Trump.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
The former president now appears to be poised to take back the Oval Office. He's just four electoral votes away from an official victory. Mr. Trump addressed the crowd at his campaign headquarters in West Palm Beach early this morning.
We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that.
Mr. Trump has scored victories in key battleground states, among them Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. He got more support than expected from Latino voters and women. CBS News chief political analyst John Dickerson.
Remember in 2020, the number of women who were turned off by Donald Trump, they have in some measure come back. He has done better with them. So that's not just an area where the vice president didn't perform, but he performed better.
We have not heard from Vice President Harris yet. She did not appear at the election night party at Democratic headquarters in Washington. Her campaign co-chair, Cedric Richmond.
She will be back here to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation.
Republicans will take back control of the Senate. Among the victors, Texas Ted Cruz.
This isn't just about politics. It's about preserving a way of life that has made Texas the last best hope for freedom for mankind.
Control of the House still up for grabs with dozens of races yet to be called. Abortion rights was on the ballot in 10 states. Correspondent Margaret Brennan takes a look at the results so far.
In Florida, a very high benchmark for passage. It failed there, the effort to expand and enshrine in the Constitution protection for access to abortion. In Colorado, it did pass. In New York State, there was a broad referendum on a number of issues, including putting in the Constitution the right to an abortion. That did pass.
Arizona voters approved a constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion access up to fetal viability. There were ballot initiatives involving pot. CBS's Matt Piper has more on that.
A campaign to legalize marijuana failed in Florida. It would have allowed recreational sales of marijuana to people over 21 from existing medical marijuana dispensaries. In Nebraska, voters approved a pair of measures to legalize medical marijuana and regulate the industry. Other state measures affected wages, taxes, and education.
Dow futures up 1,137 and Elon Musk Tesla shares soaring in pre-market trading. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's some good news. Community Stories starts on November 12th. It'll air on WFHR on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 with me, your host, Melissa Kay.
The Bucks looking for answers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Utah Jazz tomorrow night. Both teams off to a slow start, each with just one win and six losses. Head coach Doc Rivers says don't be surprised to see other players in the lineup.
This is the team I think we have. We can't be scared to put different guys in, even try different lineups, because I think we have enough guys that will be able to do that.
College basketball, the Badgers take on Montana State tomorrow night in the Kohl Center. NFL, after 5.5 seasons, the Packers traded linebacker Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It saves Green Bay salary cap money. In return, they'll get a 7th-round pick. Tight end Tucker Kraft on losing to the Lions heading into their bye week.
You know, we're frustrated because we lost games that we think we definitely shouldn't have lost. Coming out of the bye, guys going to get rested up. I think we got to lean on changing our demeanor, playing more smash mouth, really, really forcing the rock. That's going to come to, you know, line it up with precision and executing.
That's the Packers' Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabe. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here